Gemara Chatayim Beis Tav. Toshma. Chazaka leKahuna. What can be machzik somebody leKahuna? Now we don't know yet what, how much of a chazaka that is. It's to truma, to marry, to be considered a fully unflawed kohen legabe yuchsin. Nesias kapayim. So what is machzik a kohen to be a kohen is if you see that he's no sikapayim, the chilek gronos, and also that the fact that he takes truma, the people give him truma to eat, the edus, and also if there's edus, pashas means there's two edim who say that they know he's a kohen. So Morris says edus chazokehi, and it says what is chazoke lekohuna, and edus is one of the chazokas. Edus is not a chazoke, edus is edus. What it means to say is that if you see any of these things, it's as strong as Edus, and just like Edus, you be Mala Liuchsin, so too these things also Mala Liuchsin. Ma Edus Liuchsin, Af Nesias Kapayim Liuchsin. It's more says low. Low Edus Habo Mikor Chazoka Ke Chazoka. Here it's not talking about with the Edim or Meyid that they know for sure he's a Kohen. Yeah, that for sure would help the Gabi Yuchsin. But the Edim over here are Meyid that they know of a Chazaka that we don't know of. So basically it all boils down to a Chazaka. The Edim don't know specifically he's a Kohen. They know that there's something that it was Mahzik him to be a Kohen. And what's the example? Ki Ahuda Osla Kamedur of Ami, Omerle Mechusukani Bazeshu Kohen. Two Edim came and they said, we know for sure this guy's a Kohen. Omerle Maro Isa, how do you know? Omerlei Shikora Rishon Besaknesis. We saw him get the first Aliyah in Shul. So he's obviously a Kohen. Becheska Shu Kohen. Or Becheska Shu Godel. Right? So he asked him, maybe not. Maybe he only got a Kohen because there was no Kohen there. And they gave it to him because he was the greatest person. Or because the halacha is that if there's somebody who is definitely greater than everybody else, he even gets before the Kohen. Okay? So maybe there was no Kohen. And that's the easier way of learning. And he got it because he was the God in the absence of a Kohen. Gemara says, Shikorach Rav Levi. No, it couldn't be he got it because he was a greater person. He got it because he was a Kohen, because right after him they gave a Levi. And the halacha is that if there is what's it called, no Kohen, then either a Levi doesn't get an Aliyah Bechlal. That's one sheet in the Rishonim. So if a Levi got an Aliyah, there must have been a Kohen. Or that you don't give the Levi second. So the fact that a Levi read after him is a raya that the first one must have been a Kohen.
This is just
Eid Echad. Pashas, there were two Eid in there, but Eid Echad is enough anyway. But an Eid Echad is enough also. Eid Echad and Bisurit. But Pashas, there were two Eid over here, and you're just talking to one of them. Okay, the hello, Ravami, Lekuhum, Alpiv. And the Maisa through this Hagodas Eidus. But the Eidus was only that there was a Chazaka. So that, we made him a Kohen. Rashi. The Eidus. In Bo Eidim, Shehu Kohen, Shemakirin, Esovid, Esoimov. Real Eidus would be that they know the father and the mother. They know that she's Ksheira, and they know the father was a Kohen. So, what's it called? Then for sure the child's a Kohen. And we know he's a Kohen. Let's say they may have that he was Ovid in the Beis HaMikdash. So then for sure, we're malim leyuchsin. Mars says, the edus chazoka, he bit me, or the chi edus chazoka korele, what does edus have to do with chazoka? Edus habo mikoa chazoka ke chazoka. So Mars says, no, what it means is that it's edus that there was a chazoka, and that's considered like a chazoka, it's not. Ha edus nekabil venachilo bitruma, ki ilu ro'inuhu anan la'osu chazoka shizehei. We don't know if he got an aliyah first or not. These edim come and tell us he got an aliyah first. O becheska shu gadol, can Amrinim be alma? Rav kori bekahani, the afagav the lav kohenu. If somebody who's undisputed gadol, he gets even before the kohen. Shikor avak Levi, the ilav kohenu ain Levi kori achra. If he wouldn't have been given the first aliyah because he's a kohen, there wouldn't have been a Levi called after him. The Amrinim seches gitten, im ain sham kohen ispar de chavila, mefarshenin and the ain Levi kori b'mokum shein kohen. And so Rashi learns that where there is no Kohen, the Levi doesn't get an Aliyah Bechlal. Okay. the Yesh Mefarshim, the Sparda Chavila, Shemakam She'en Kohen, Imrotze Yisrael, Likros, Lifnei Levi Kohen. There's just no order. That's the second pshat. That if there's no Kohen, then the Levi, what's it called, doesn't have to read in Bimkom Kohen, but the, what's it called, Yisrael could be Bimkom Kohen. The Davka de Ein Shom Kohen, Aval Hechad Hika Kohen, Lo Nisparda Chavila, Velo Yikr Yisrael, God Lifnei Levi. Right, but if there is no, what's it called, if there is a Kohen, then the Yisrael Gadol doesn't read before a Levi. V'hocha Kohen acher hu havi hosam, hilkachi lav, the high Kohen havi, lo havi Levi, kori abasre. So what's it called over here, he must have been a Kohen, the first one. And therefore, that's why Levi read after him. So it's a raya that they called him up and assumed he was a Kohen. Okay. Ahud Osala Kamed Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omer Le Muchzakani Bezesh Hu Levi. Somebody came to Yeshua ben Levi and said, I know this guy's a Levi. Rashi says, Nafkamina, to give him Meiser. Right, that he can come as a Vade Levi and get Meiser. Okay. So the Gemara says, Omer Le Maro Isa. Right, how do you know? That he got the second Aliyah. So obviously he's a Levi. Mara says, Becheskeshu Levi or Becheskeshu God? They asked him, maybe he didn't get Levi because he was Levi, maybe because he was greater than the third guy. And the first guy wasn't a Kohen. Right? So they called up two Yisraelim, one after the other. And this guy was bigger than the third guy. Mora says, no, Shikar Lafon of Kohen. I knew the guy was before him, what's it called, was a Kohen. So they wouldn't have called the Yisrael second if the Kohen, if there's no Levi, then the Kohen gets a second Aliyah too. Same Kohen. You don't call up another Kohen, and you don't, Yisrael. The Hello, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lilaviya Alpith. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi established him as a Levi. What's it called? According to this testimony, Rashi, Shikor lefon of Kohen, the ilav the high Levi who lohaya kori sheni elishlishi. Right? If this guy wasn't a Kohen, the Levi would not have. And he and what's it called? If this guy was not a Levi, then he would not have gotten the second Aliyah. Right? Why? Because shnayim kohanim hayu korin lefon of v'hu shlishi. Because two kohanim would have read before him, he would have been the third one. And we all that the same Kohen reads in order not to, what's it called, to think that the first Kohen, if you call another Kohen, something's wrong with the first Kohen. So the first Kohen gets both Aliyahs. Lilaviya, Losis Lamaisarisha. What was the establishing of a Levi? What's the difference of a Levi or not? Lagabi Maisar. That he can give him Maisarisha. Hahuda Osla Kamedarish Lokish. Omarlein Mechuzukani Bezeshu Kohen. Somebody came to Reish Lakish and said, this guy's a Kohen. Okay. Omer Le Maro Isa. How do you know? Omer Le Shikor Rishon Vesaknesis. I saw he got the first Aliyah. Omer Le Reishiv Shechila Kalagronos. So he said, right, can you testify that you saw him, that I saw him, get Truma. Okay, even though it's Mashma that Re'isiv is going on the person talking, but it's not over here. It's Reish Lakish said to him, can you say also I saw him get Truma? Okay, Re'isiv Shechilak Alagramos. Amar Lor Belozer, so Rabbi Lozer was sitting there, and he said, V'mein Shom Gorin Bat L'Kahuna. What do you need more Raya's than they got first Aliyah? Right. You need more than that. You always have to know we got truma. And what if there's no tabu in that place? Nobody gets truma, then there's no kahuna. Zinin have a yasti kameid Rabbi Yochanan. Sometimes they were sitting in front of Yochanan. Also kia maisas the kameid. Same maisa came before Rabbi Yochanan. Omer le Reish Lakish reisiv shechilak al agorin. So he came and the aide said that he saw that he got the first aliyah. So Reish Lakish said to him, did you, what's it called, can you say that you saw him, that I saw him get Truma? Who?
Reish Lakish is talking.
Yes, so Rish Lakish is sitting there, and he said to him, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish will Tamidim Chaverim. They were there at dinner for Talmud Chaver. They argued constantly, Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Shom Gorim Bot Lakunas. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing that Rabbi Lazar said before in front of Rish Lakish. Same Lashon, right? And if there's no Tvua, there's no Makuna. Why do you need the extra Rai of Truma? What do you, this should be enough. Hodr Chazil Abelazar Bishus. Right, so he looked at Reish Lakish, looked at Rabbi Lazar with a bad eye. Omer Shamas Mili Devarnathcha Vala Omer Shlomi Shmei. You heard with what's it called, what Rabbi Yochanan said, obviously. Rabbi Lazar was quoting Rabbi Yochanan. He said the exact same Lashon. Right? So, what's it called? You heard what Rabbi Yochanan said and you didn't say it in his name? Right? When you said it to me before, you should have said, Rabbi Yochanan said that same thing. Rashi. V'im ein shom gorin, im ein shom zorei tvua v'imkomo. There's no, but no farmers in that place. So nobody's giving out truma. Then there's no kahuna. You have to have that right. Zim nim pamacheres, another time. Hodar reish lakish, chazil Rabbi Lazar bishas. Hichzir ponim, istakam Rabbi Lazar bayin ra. He looked at Rabbi Lazar with a bad eye. Shehevin shemipi Rabbi Yochanan shom lashin zeh. He understood that Rabbi Lazar had heard this same lashin for Rabbi Yochanan. And he didn't say his name. Kshomer lashin zelo, omra b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Fichach lo kibla imen. That's why he didn't originally, wasn't mekabel it. But now he knows Rabbi Yochanan said it, now he has a different approach to what was said. It wasn't just Rabbi Lazar saying it. Rabbi Lazar was saying something that he heard from Rabbi Yochanan. That you don't need an extra rai of truma. That the aliyahs was enough of a rai. Rabbi v'rabchia. Chad hela ben alpi aviv lekahuna. Rabbi Chia and Rabbi. One of them established a son to be a Kohen according to his father. His father said, this is my son as a Kohen. Chad hela es ach alpi achiv lelevia. And one of them established a brother with the testimony of another brother to be a Levi. So we don't know who did what. You know that one established a Kohen alpi the Eidus of his father, and one established a Levi alpi the Eidus of his brother. Chistayim de Rebbe hela ben alpi aviv lekahuna. Let's establish that it was Rebbe who accepted the Eidus of a father to make the son a Kohen. Ditanya. Hari Shabava Omar Benizeh the Kohenu. Somebody comes and says, this is my son, and he's a Kohen. Okay? He's telling us two things. One is that he's a son. We don't know if he's a son, Bechla. And secondly, he's also a Kohen. Okay? Neman Lachilo Betruma. They ain't no Neman Lasio Isha. He's believed to give him Truma, but he's not believed Legabi Yuchsin. Divi Rebbe. That's what Rebbe said. Omar Lo Rebchia. If you believe him ready for truma, believe him ready for yuchsin also. And if you don't believe him, legabe getting married to somebody who's roy to a kohen or whatever, or all the other hashlachos that are involved, like we said with a cholol or whatever. Rashi says maybe he's a mamzer or even choshish. Maybe he's not even a kosher person altogether, right? Then don't believe him to give him truma either. Omar Le, so Rebbe said to Reb Chia, Ani ma'amino la'achila b'truma, shebiyado la'achila b'truma. I believe him to give the son the power to eat truma, because this Kohen, if he wanted to, could give his kid truma, if he wants to, he'd give this person truma. So it's biyado to give him truma. Believe him that what's it called, at least legabi that. Right. But the ainim aminu asio isha shame biyod asio isha. But I don't believe him legabi yuchsin, because that's not in his power to do. He can't marry him off to a kosher person. Tistai. So therefore it's clear that Rebbe was the one who said this. You see that another case where Rebbe accepted the testimony of a father, legabi his son, to establish him as a kohen, at least legabi trum. Rashi. Can't even let him get married at all. Other Rishonim learn no. There's no reason in the world to think the guy's a mamzer in a sin. It's not a guy who comes off the street. We don't assume he's a mamzer in a sin because we don't have Eidus. Over here, the Shaila is he a Kohen kosher or not? Right? Or are his children, will his children be kosher like kahuna? That's a Shaila. Sheyesh bo v'lachilo truma, shari hu kohen. V'akol kol kelo truma. This guy has truma in his possession. If he wanted to lie, right, legabe truma, he didn't have to tell us he's a kohen. Just feed him truma. Right? And obviously he's not choshesh here for the yisurim. Right? You want to give him truma, give him truma. Right? Well, you don't have to tell us he's a kohen that he can get truma. Give him the truma. Maybe he won't eat it either. He'll sell it to some other kohen. But if the purpose is to be able that he should have truma, right, you don't have to be made at anything. You can give him the truma yourself. Elamai, you must be telling the truth. But you have no the koach to marry him off. Right? That's not in your power. So therefore, we don't believe you, the Gabi Yosef.